Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 through 22. Proverbs 24, verses 13 through 22. It says, "My son, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Lie not in wait as a wicked man against the dwelling of the righteous. Do no violence to his home. For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn away his anger from him. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise. For disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both." This long section that I just read to you today is full of connective truths. First off, God rewards faithful, patient, obedient people. Let me say that to you again. God rewards faithful, patient, obedient people. That's the honey that he's offering and what he's promising here. But this righteousness comes with wisdom, and wisdom comes with patience. You see, we become impatient in waiting for God's blessings. When we become impatient waiting for God's blessings, we then invent ways to take blessings from others. And we come up with ways to do it for ourselves. And that's what the passages here are talking about. That's why we're not to lie in wait against the wicked man or the dwelling of the righteous. Do no violence to his home. See, what I want you to hear, it says here that the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Even though a righteous person may stumble, God will always bring him back up and lift him back up. So are you willing to wait for the blessings of God, or do you feel like you have to go make them happen? Do you really believe the promises of God, that he is for those who love him, that he'll cause all things to work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose? Or are you out there trying to manipulate and trying to get things to happen? Are you trying to create the blessings of God in your life instead of waiting on God to do it? Oh, when you do try to manipulate blessings, you actually steal from other people. And the scripture says, don't do that. Don't do that. The Bible also then goes on and says, do not rejoice when God brings your enemy down, because he may shorten it to teach you a lesson. Listen to again, verse 17. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn away his anger from him. Then he goes on and says, don't fret because of evildoers, and don't be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. In other words, as we wait for the blessings of God, are you willing to wait for God to judge the wicked as well? You see, we have a tendency sometimes to think, well, when is so-and-so going to get what they deserve? Well, when are those wicked people going to actually receive what we think they're due? And without realizing it, when we are impatient for the blessings of God, and when we are impatient for the judgment of God on the wicked, we ourselves are deciding that we want to be God. And we want to determine right from wrong and who gets what when, and when we get blessings and when people get judgment. Folks, keep a humble heart that allows the Spirit of God within you to remind you of the fact that apart from Christ, you would be that wicked person as well, and you were, but he made you righteous, and he loves you, and he's for you, and if he sent his son, how will he not also with him give you all things, as the scripture says? Well, I don't see it just yet. Well, then he has his reasons. When an earthly parent says not yet, they have reasons why, and it's for your best. Do you not believe that your heavenly Father has blessings for you, but he's holding them for a reason, and that's for your best as well? Oh, at the same time, don't sit back and wonder, when are the wicked going to get it? When are those people that did me wrong going to be paid back? As you do that, you are making yourself God. Leave that to him. And then the warning, of course, at the end of these verses that we had is, My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise. For disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both. Don't join in with the wicked as you wait on God for his blessings and wait on God for him to judge the wicked. Don't, in the meantime, find yourself joining in with them, which many people unfortunately do. Folks, today's challenge is simply this. Do you believe that God's able to, in his time, in his power, bless you, and in his time, in his power, judge the wicked? Hopefully you will. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.